Introduction. Shannon, the head of a small consulting firm, is agonizing about whether to fire Clive, her IT director. Over the past year, Clive has consistently failed to do more than the minimum required of him. He's not without his talents. He's intelligent and has a knack for improvising cheap solutions to technical problems. But he rarely takes any initiative. Worse, his attitude is poor. In meetings, he is often critical of other people's ideas, sometimes caustically so. Unfortunately, losing Clive would cause problems in the short term. He understands how to maintain the company's database of clients better than anyone else. What would you advise her to do? Should she fire him? Or not? If you reflect on the past few seconds of your mental activity, what's astonishing is how quickly your opinion started to form. Most of us, reflecting on the Clive situation, feel like we already know enough to start offering advice. Maybe you'd advise Shannon to fire Clive, or maybe you'd encourage her to give him another chance. But chances are you didn't feel flummoxed. A remarkable aspect of your mental life is that you are rarely stumped, said Daniel Kahneman, a psychologist who won the Nobel Prize in Economics for his research on the way that people's decisions depart from the strict rationality assumed by economists. In his fascinating book, Thinking Fast and Slow, he describes the ease with which we draw conclusions. The normal state of your mind is that you have intuitive feelings and opinions about almost everything that comes your way. You like or dislike people long before you know much about them. You trust or distrust strangers without knowing why. You feel that an enterprise is bound to succeed without analyzing it. Kahneman says that we are quick to jump to conclusions because we give too much weight to the information that's right in front of us, while failing to consider the information that's just off stage. He called this tendency, what you see is all there is. In keeping with Kahneman's visual metaphor, we'll refer to this tendency as a spotlight effect. Think of the way a spotlight in a theater directs our attention. What's inside the spotlight is crisply illuminated. The Clive situation above is an example of the spotlight effect. When we're offered information about Clive, he does only the bare minimum. He doesn't take initiative, he has a poor attitude, and his boss might fire him. We find it very easy to take that readily available set of information and start drawing conclusions from it. But of course, a spotlight only lights a spot. Everything outside it is obscured. So in Clive's situation, we don't immediately think to ask a lot of obvious questions. For instance, rather than fire Clive, why not change his role to match up better with his strengths? After all, he's good at improvising cheap solutions. Or maybe Clive could be matched with a mentor who'd help him set more ambitious goals and deliver less scathing criticism. Furthermore, what if we dug deeper and discovered that Clive's colleagues adore his crusty, straight-talking ways? Maybe he's the IT version of Dr. House. And what makes us think that Shannon's take on Clive is impeccably accurate? What if she is a terrible manager? When we begin shifting the spotlight from side to side, the situation starts to look very different. We couldn't possibly hope to make a good decision about Clive without doing this spotlight shifting. Yet, developing an opinion was easy without doing it. And that, in essence, is the core difficulty of decision-making. What's in the spotlight will rarely be everything we need to make a good decision, but we won't always remember to shift the light. Sometimes, in fact, we'll forget there's a spotlight at all, dwelling so long in the tiny circle of light that we forget there's a broader landscape beyond it. If you study the kinds of decisions people make and the outcomes of those decisions, you'll find that humanity does not have a particularly impressive track record. Career choices, for instance, are often abandoned or regretted. An American Bar Association survey found that 44% of lawyers would recommend that a young person not pursue a career in law. A study of 20,000 executive searches found that 40% of senior-level hires are pushed out, fail, or quit within 18 months. More than half of teachers quit their jobs within 4 years. In fact, one study in Philadelphia schools found that a teacher was almost 2 times more likely to drop out than a student. Business decisions are frequently flawed. One study of corporate mergers and acquisitions, some of the highest-stakes decisions executives make, showed that 83% failed to create any value for shareholders. When another research team asked 2,000